Let 'em have it. If someone asks you for something, give it to him. If someone takes what belongs to you, don't demand it back. Luke 6:30. Most of us have a seriously difficult time with this. From the time we are born, we are needy and selfish, crying and demanding. As children, sharing does not come natural. We don't just want the biggest pile. We aren't happy until we have it all. God's economy doesn't make sense to us. Give it away? Let them steal from you? After all, you work hard for what you have. Why not fight to keep it? Stand up for yourself. Don't let people walk on you. But Jesus tells us not to worry over such matters. God's economy works something like this. The more you share with others willingly, the more will come back to you. Give and you will receive gifts, the full measure, compacted, shaken together, and overflowing. Luke 6:38. Some give freely and still get richer, while others are stingy but grow still poorer. Proverbs 11:24. Here's the point. He who plants sparingly also harvests sparingly. Each of you should give according to what he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God has the power to provide you with every gracious gift in abundance, so that always, in every way, you will have all you need yourselves and be able to provide abundantly for every good cause. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 9. Bring the whole tenth into the storehouse so that there will be food in my house, and put me to the test, says Adonai Tzavot, Lord of hosts. See if I won't open the floodgates of heaven and pour out for you a blessing far beyond your needs. Malachi 3:10. Some people feel that on the weeks they don't attend church, they are exempted from tithing. However, the bills keep coming in, and the pastor still needs a paycheck. Are your church doors currently closed? You can mail a check, or in many cases, you can pay your tithe online. During these uncertain times, it is important to continue to put our complete trust in the one who has the answers. You cannot outgive God, but you can try.